The time is 24 minutes past 5. You've just tuned in. You are listening to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM with Wandile Mazibuko. Now, still on the volatile economy in such uncertain world with the wide variety of exogenous factors impacting businesses as well due to prevailing volatilities, the question could be asked as to whether there are actions that businesses could take advantage to mitigate such factors. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Rikuo Waite. He is the Chief Researcher at the Bureau of Market Research on what businesses can do to survive and thrive in a volatile market. Welcome, Dr. Waite, to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM.
Thank you very much, Wandile. Pleasure to be here.
Dr. Waite, I want to start here. I mean, what are some of the most important factors that negatively impact businesses, especially here in South Africa, as identified by the business respondents in that APSA Small Business Growth Index?
So according to the index results, small businesses are really operating under considerable pressure with ongoing volatility and uncertainty. And respondents really highlighted five pressing factors that have the biggest negative impact. That includes increased competition, limited access to finance and funding, inflation, increasing costs, reduced consumer spending on the other side, then energy reliability and energy rising energy costs, and of course also infrastructure breakdowns. So together, these factors really create a tough environment for businesses amidst rising costs and operational disruptions.
And I think then the obvious question that comes in here, Dr. Waite, is then how should then businesses then approach these particular factors and build more resilience?
That's a good question. So I think it's important acknowledging these challenges that businesses not avoid them, but really see them as an opportunity. Some opportunities to manage this would include diversification of revenue and supply, looking at potentially provincial markets, building in a financial buffer with some flexibility in financial planning, obviously using technology and innovation, starting small, using networks like chambers of commerce, use cooperatives and shared services hubs, of course, some strategic risk management, thinking longer term, doing some what-if planning, and very crucially, human capital development, really making sure that your team have the right set of skills. Doing multiple training in digital and financial literacy can really help.
Dr. Waite, I'm glad you mentioned technology because I was going to ask just a question here. I mean, many small businesses obviously are lagging behind when it comes to technology and innovation, and that's basically due to a lack of capacity and obviously enough capital to be able to incorporate that technology in their operations. What are some of the smaller steps that you would say, or practical steps rather, that they can take towards maybe incorporating technology within that small business?
Thanks, Wandile. Once again, a very good question, and I think it can feel overwhelming for small businesses in terms of what is out there and also thinking how expensive it might be. And the SBGI results really highlight this, and with small businesses recognizing the importance of technology, the answer really is to start small and to focus on what's practical. So low-cost digital tools can make a big difference. For example, using free accounting software, basic customer relationship management systems, setting up a business WhatsApp account to manage your customer relationship, and digital invoices and e-commerce as well. There's a big opportunity in developing your digital storefront, your social media platform. So really incremental changes can make a big difference in building digital resilience.
And I think that makes a lot of sense there as well, Dr. Waite, when you start with those small steps. And I like the CRM idea, especially as a small business owner myself. But I want to just end off with this here. I mean, when you look at small businesses, obviously they're looking to mitigate some of the challenges by becoming more resilient. I mean, is it possible to maybe exploit this kind of volatility as an opportunity for growth?
I do think so, and I think the SBGI data really shows that while volatility certainly brings risk, it also creates this window of opportunity. So if you can frame this challenge in the right way, it can really help your business if you apply a forward-thinking approach. So some small businesses have managed to pivot during tough times. We know that whether they explore new markets, adjust their offerings, leverage digital tools, as we discussed, or look at how can they serve the customers better and differently. So rather than simply surviving such a storm and all of this, all of these challenges, businesses can really harness the volatility as a catalyst for innovation and innovating the business model and how they approach their clients. So those that really plan strategically, build partnerships, keep innovating, those are the ones most likely to survive and thrive ultimately in this challenging economic climate.
Dr. Waite, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Taking Care of Business. Please do enjoy the rest of your afternoon, sir.
Likewise. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And that is Dr. Requeer Waite, who is the Chief Researcher at the Bureau of Market Research.